Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4RYP. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, W4DJW with one announcement.
4DJW.
Thanks, Anna. We have not received enough volunteers for the mini field day this Saturday, so it's going to be postponed to a later date. We'll try to pick a date that's further out to give more people heads up, a larger time span for the heads up. And if you have any, or you planned on making plans for this weekend, go right ahead. We won't be having the mini field day this weekend. Check me in, negative, negative, Anna. Thanks for calling the net tonight. W4DJW back to net control.
4RYP, net control for Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. Would you like to put a number on that tonight?
Sure, number one.
Very much. I appreciate that. Does anyone need any fills on Dave's announcement? All right, we will move on. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-check feature on the website. And I'm sorry, let me recognize W4DJW who gave the announcement, Dave and Greer. Thank you for checking in also. And I'm also going to check in by relay my husband, KO4NUE, Chad. He was going to call the net tonight for Matt, but had a club meeting and was running a little bit late. So I stepped in for him tonight. All right. I'm going to move on to the ones who use the pre-net feature on the website. I'd like to welcome W4FCM, Mr. Fred, and N4IEI, Ms. Isla, both from Traveler's Rest. K4OSH, Mr. Pat from Malden, NA4BN, Mr. Ben in Easley, K4ROW, Mr. Richard in Greenville, K4XMR, Mr. Mel in Prosperity, KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville, and K4OIM, Mr. Walt in Inman, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, and KW4TS, Mr. Jim in Pelzer, KC4W, Mr. Bill in Anderson, and KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, in Eleuthera in the Bahamas. I'd also like to welcome N4DJC, Mr. Jerry in Anderson, and W2MJB, Mr. Mark in Simpsonville, and his wife Wendy, also in Simpsonville, KN4HTP. And last, I would like to welcome KI4RDL, Mr. Kenneth in Traveler's Rest. We sure do appreciate all of those who use the prenup feature to check in tonight. Next, we will move to EchoLink stations, but we don't have any, so we'll skip over that and start with the RF. Tonight being Thursday night, we will begin with Quebec through Tango. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters Q through T, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Please check in Whiskey November for Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
So far, RYP. Check in KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris and Liberty, Man Native.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard, North Carolina. No traffic, no comments.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Chris and Lyman, WN4S. Thank you for checking in, Mr. Chris. I hope you are doing well. And our other Chris in Liberty, KO4QLG. Chris, always good to hear you. Thanks for checking in with me tonight. And Mr. Ed up in Brevard, sounding good on the radio tonight. Mr. Ed, WD8RON, thank you for checking in. All right, are there any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, wishing to check in? Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Got a turn. Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India. Name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont, and we'll just be in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont, who brings along his wife, Linda, KG4QLQ. Don, thanks for stopping by and checking in, and please tell Ms. Linda we said hello. You all have a great evening. All right, we're going to slide on up to the next section of the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu. Any stations wishing to check in? Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman. And I'll be negative and negative, but listening in. And we got to get 65 for you tonight, Anna. Everybody have a nice evening.
For RYP. And Chad and everyone on the net, please check in. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm in Cleveland, Northeast Pickens County. No traffic, no table.
Whiskey 4 Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land was, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome my good friend Mr. Steve in Inman, KN4VWA. Steve, thanks for checking in with me tonight and showing your support. Hopefully, I will have enough check-ins to wear the Victor crown in the Hightower household this weekend. I appreciate you stopping by. I'd also like to welcome N4ZLK, Mr. Shane in Cleveland. Thank you so much for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Shane. Hope you are doing well. And Mr. Rod from the Land of Waz, W4WOZ. Thanks for checking in. It's always good to hear from you. And please tell Dorothy and the Tin Man we said hello. All right, one more call for Uniform through Zulu. Any stations wishing to check in Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
For RYP. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Zulu Echo Quebec. That's KM4ZEQ. Kyle in Simpsonville. And I'll be negative and negative.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Kyle in Simpsonville, KM4ZEQ. Thank you so much for checking in with me tonight, sir. You have a great evening. All right, we'll move on up to the next one through Delta. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning A through D wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Nana, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter via telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
On the net, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla, negative and negative tonight, 73 the net.
4RYP. Nana, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, AN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
YP. Bookie 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I am mobile in Greenville right now, and I'll be negative and negative.
4RYP. Miss Anna, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, Q. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
IP.
Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. Roller and Pickens, negative, negative. And a great evening to all.
For RYP. Miss Anna, Mr. Chad, and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And KI4DGY is Kilo India 4, Delta Golf Yankee. KI4DGY, that's our son Anthony via telephone relay. I have no traffic. Joy will be in and out, and so will Anthony. Good evening to you, Anna, and all on the net.
Crow, check in AA4QS, Dawn, and M4DME. Paul, he did a call, and we'll be negative, negative, and hello on net.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Rick in Piedmont, KK4DMW, and he brings along his lovely wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, by telephone relay, KM4MOQ, and they are all in Piedmont. Thank you so much for stopping by. Mr. Rick, please tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle that we said hello. Next, I'd like to welcome N4AHO, Mr. Doug, in Walhalla, and KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, in Seneca. Thank you both for checking in. Mr. Tyler, who's mobiling around in Greenville, W4CTW. Be careful out there, Mr. Tyler. Thanks for taking the time to check in. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. Thank you for checking in. It's always good to hear you, Mr. Kurt. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Roland in Pickens, K1CJW. Mr. Roland, I love it when you check in with me. Thanks so much for stopping by. And then my good friend Gary in Easley, KI4DOS, who brings along my kindred spirit, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Thank you for checking in, Mr. Gary, and please tell Miss Joy I said hello. Next, I would like, by a telephone relay, their son Anthony, KI4DGY. I'm so sorry, almost left him off of that group. Sorry about that, Gary. Please tell Anthony, if y'all are still on the phone, that we said hello also. All right, and Donald in Tocoa, AA4QS, and N4DME, Mr. Paul, also in Tocoa. Thank you guys for checking in tonight, too. I appreciate it. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Delta, please call KO4RYP.
For RYP. And please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave and Easley, KB2BYQ. Thank you so much for checking in with me tonight. Mr. Dave, I hope you are doing well. All right, at this time I'm going to pause and take EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX, that's Patrick, and I am mobile in Columbus right now, heading up back home, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to welcome my good friend Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, who's mobiling around in Columbus on his way home. Please be careful out there, Mr. Patrick. Thanks for stopping by. All right, we're going to go ahead and move up to the next section of the alphabet, Echo through Hotel. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning E through H wishing to check in, please call RYP.
KO4RYP. And then Chad and everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
4RYP.
10, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Anna, thanks.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Tyler's negative and negative, over.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Warren and Taylors in 4HHC. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Warren. Hope you have a great evening. And Mr. Harry up in Candler, KC4EZN, sounding good as usual, Mr. Harry. Thanks for stopping by. And then Mr. Gene and Taylors, W4FHJ. Hope you are doing well and have a great evening, Mr. Gene. Any additional stations wishing to check in Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm going to pause for just a minute and go back to Echo Link. Any stations wishing to check in via Echo Link, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, KA5WLL via Echo Link. Negative and negative.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Leroy, KA5WLL, via Echo Link. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Leroy. Hope you are doing well. All right, we're going to slide on up to the next section of the alphabet, India through Lima. Any stations wishing to check in with the sun I through L, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
RYP. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
RYP. Anna, great to hear you call the net tonight. It's our good fortune, I guess. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, by telephone relay. KC4, MFK. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. She's away. And I'll have no traffic, but I'll be around for a comment. I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Please check in, Joe. That is Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta in Greer. Negative and negative this evening. Over.
RYP. Kilo, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India, KI4LZI, Inge, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but I will make this comment for Unkey, though. Y'all talking about getting 65 check-ins. Back in the 1980s and the 90s and the late 70s here, this net experienced anywhere and averaged around 65 check-ins a night, and a lot of times they got 100 check-ins here. That was long the days before the internet and cell phones, though, so this net can never get back to that again. It's doing something. KI4LZI.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. James up there on that mountain in Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thanks for checking in tonight, James. It's always good to hear you. And Mr. Duncan, sounding great from Asheville as usual, KO4JKV. Thanks, Duncan, for checking in. And then my good friend, Mr. Larry in Greer, KK4JBQ. And by telephone relay, his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Mr. Larry, I will be back to you for a comment in just a little bit. Thank you for checking in, and please tell Miss Donna I said hello when she gets back. And Mr. Joe in Greer, KK4JD, thanks for checking in with me tonight, sir. I appreciate it. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock. Mr. Andy, you are exactly right. Well, I say that like I've heard before that there have been lots of check-ins previously on this net. And I've heard when they've gotten up to almost 100 and over 100 back in, I guess, last summer. But I don't think I've ever put it together like you did tonight, Andy, that It was before cell phones and the internet was so big and so common, and you know, before everybody had the internet in their pocket. So, sign of the times, I'm afraid. But I say, Andy, let's make that our goal, to bring this net back up to having 65 to 100 check-ins every single night. That would be great. We'll all have to work together towards that. All right. Any additional stations wishing to check in with the suffix of your call beginning India through Lima, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP. We'll go ahead and move it on up to the next section of the alphabet, the patient group for tonight, Mike through Papa. Any station wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
YP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over in Piedmont tonight. Same for you, Miss Anna, Chad, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
YP. This is Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie. This is Gabriel in Greenville. I will be listening.
The 4RYP net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, mobile around in Piedmont. You be careful out there, sir, and appreciate you checking in with me tonight. And also Mr. Gabriel in Greenville, KV4NC. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Gabriel. Hope you are doing well. Any additional stations wishing to check in, Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to open it up to the big group now, Alpha through Zulu. Any station at all wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Please check in, KJ4BKI. Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, Jack Rocky. I'll be out at 4.
KO4RYP. Check in, Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor, KI4THV Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative and negative.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Jack in Rock Hill, KJ4BKI. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Jack. I appreciate it. Hope you have a great evening. And Mr. Danny in Traveler's Rest, KI4THV. Thank you for checking in tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well. Any additional stations all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. All right, Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, the stump is all yours, sir. Tell me how you and Donna are doing today.
KO4RYP. Before I say anything else, I believe Gary was ahead of me, and make sure you call on him later. I'm certain when he says no traffic, and that's all he says, he means he'll be around. And that's a habit he's been in for quite a while. Anyhow, I want to take this opportunity, because Donna is away, and not just because of that. Shoot. She is attending a Zentangle conference, and she'll be away until sometime Sunday. And what might be unusual about that is when I married Donna some almost 30 years ago now, she maintained that she didn't have an artistic bone in her body. And she went on to prove that. And I think if a person hears something discouraging like that, it can become a part of you. So she broke that with Zentangle. It's quite an artistic thing. It reminds me a little bit of Mandelbrot, if you're familiar with that. But she just really excelled, and I'm just so terribly proud of her for putting aside all of those discouraging words. How's the song go? Where nothing is heard, not a discouraging word. and decided that she would try. So try she did, and that was about 3 years ago, and she is really doing well. She's away with others who are doing the same thing and learning even more. Back to you.
AK4JBQ, KO4RYP. I have always, I've heard you mention several times that Donna does the handbell choir at your church. So I would think that being creative and artistic and musical was just part of her nature.
Not that way. She must not put it in the same category. You know, Zentangle is for lack of a better way to put it, paper art, drawing, coloring, using various media to color, watercolor and color pencils and color markers and that kind of thing. So it makes things you can frame. And that might be how she differentiates it. I don't know. Yes, she is very accomplished musically. She was a music major in college in her and she went on to graduate school and changed her major to accounting, and that was her lifetime career. But that was graduate work, and so she is involved in handbells. She's the director of our handbell choir, and bit of a struggle, you might say, these days, because as you probably are aware, as most folks are aware, church attendance is dwindling. Our church is not immune to that kind of thing. And so keeping a choir of people who have a talent to shake bells, make music, she's been good at holding that together. And it is a beautiful thing to add to our worship. Anyway, now I toss it back to you and ask, are you artistic in some way?
No, I would not say artistic. I've not ever been good with, with drawing or painting or anything. I have a brother who's incredibly talented, and one of our boys is particularly artistic, Perry, our welder son, and I'm actually super excited and proud of him. He just got a new job, and it's welding at a company that does more, a little bit less production work and more of the creative artistic build kind of things, like wrought iron gates and fences and things like that. So I'm super excited that he might be able to use some of that artistic talent that he has. But he did not get that from his mother nor his father, so I can assure you of that.
Well, that's about Perry. I mean, that's cool. I wasn't aware, and I saw a special on PBS several months back, 4 or 5 months back, about the ironworks in New Orleans. I lived there for a while. New Orleans is just a marvelous place. This was pre-Katrina. So it goes back a ways, I suppose. But you cannot walk in the French Quarter without realizing the Spanish influence. I think that's where the wrought iron came into the architecture. And this special was on one gentleman, probably in his 90s by now. He had turned over production of his ironworks, making wrought iron gates especially, to younger folks, younger apprentices and such. But he was being honored with this TV special. And it was just a delightful thing, and I just love the architecture there. We visited, Donna and I did, at some point, I don't know how many years ago that was, but we visited and picked her up some earrings that
were a classic wrought iron gate motif in her earrings, and she loved those things. So anyway, look around. There are, it's a marvelous way to pass your time, and of course that's probably why you're teaching us an art too, for crying out loud. Shaping young minds, you might say.
Yes, sir, I agree with you on that about teaching. It is an art for sure. Sometimes it is a lot of perseverance and a lot of patience, but incredibly rewarding at the same time, for sure. So that's really neat about that special you saw about New Orleans. I remember a year or so back, watching something on PBS about a place in Charleston. It's just actually a school in Charleston where they teach old building trades, like handmade bricks and forging all this beautiful iron works and things. And that your story about the guy being honored in New Orleans reminded me of that, just where I think that is a dying art in a lot of ways, making those wrought iron, you know, fences and gates and the very ornate types of things. It's a lost, dying art, I'm afraid.
Absolutely right. There is a parallel, you might say, in that art, ironworks, New Orleans and Charleston. Yes, we celebrated, well, I guess it was our honeymoon, and then went back for our first year anniversary. We took a trip to Charleston. Really loved it there. I loved everything about that city. It's an artistic city, but it's also so colloquial almost. And they keep some things that remind you of days gone by, such as the carriage rides. Hodges, have you ever been on a carriage ride in Charleston?
And years ago, I did with some friends in Charleston. I'm with you. I love Charleston, the Low Country, but I'm a big history person, and especially historical buildings and things. I'm the daughter of an architect, and it seemed like every vacation we took growing up, we had to detour to any city that had a certain building that my dad had read about or knew about. And he really instilled in me, well, in all of us, a love of architecture. So I love my sister and brothers also still, well, my older brother's also an architect, but I just love to this day seeing old buildings and just admiring the architecture. The carriage ride is definitely a must-do when you visit Charleston. Have you all done that before, too?
Carriage ride, pulled by horses, of course, and that's one of the great loves of my life. In high school, I took riding lessons, and I, you know, my family not wealthy by any means. I shoveled stalls, cleaned out stalls to pay for my riding lessons, and I got to know some horses that were such personalities. I mean, there's a majesty about the animal, and when you partner as the animal's rider, the animal's you take over the will of the animal by directing it this way, that way, whether they what gait they should use when they move forward, whether they back up, that kind of thing. So there's kind of a coming together of rider and horse. But then if you care for them, as I did, you grow to love them as a personality. They know you too. I groomed a horse, a large Tennessee Walker. She was a huge horse, and I took a cue from its owner once to just ride it down the hallway, which was quite a long hall in this barn. And it was just pouring down rain outside,
So she needed some exercise, and I rode her back and forth in the hallway. And she controlled marvelously. I mean, just the slightest touch in her withers, and she'd know what you want. And riding a Tennessee Walker is like riding in a Cadillac. The back stays absolutely still as you move along. It's a marvelous ride. It's part of their gait. It's part of that special walk that they do. And then I was to shower the horse or clean her down, and I stayed on her back while I pulled into the stall. And everybody ran to me and says, "You get off of her right now. She'll kill you." And it was a confined space, you see. And with the rider still on her back, she'd been known to buck. And the low ceiling in this particular stall, I've been crushed. So I just nudged her back, my heels, you know, toward her hindquarters. And she just backed right out of there. And everybody was breathing a sigh of relief, but I had no worries. Crazy, I guess.
Cool story, Mr. Larry. I don't think I've ever had that kind of experience. I've ridden very seldom, mostly just at camp and visiting my aunt and uncle that had some horses growing up, but I've never had an experience quite like that. So that's really very neat, and I would not have even thought about that. But the barn, the stalls, typically in the barn is where that it has like a shed roof and it slopes down some. So I can see how they were worried. But sounds like that was a magnificent animal.
She was. And if I can just tell one more horsey story. Again, I was grooming a horse called Domino. Now, he was in Appaloosa and was spotted and gray, sort of a gray in color. And after just brushing her down and whatnot, I just threw a saddle on that sort of thing and started taking her through her gates. And what I didn't understand is that Domino had been trained as a racehorse. And racehorses are trained against the bit. Part of the halter, which gives you the control of the reins, the bit that goes into their mouth. Trained against, meaning that ordinarily to make a horse slow down or to make a horse stop, you pulled back on the reins. Well, she had a whole other way of training, and I didn't know this. So I wanted her to slow down, and I pulled back on the reins, and she sped up. And she went into a full gallop. Now, I wasn't, I lost a stirrup. So I was hanging on with her mane and one stirrup. I was about to fall off, I'd still be bouncing if I went off at that speed. And she was headed toward a highway. And that would be a bad mix. So somebody called to me, "Turn her in a circle. Just pull hard one way, one rein or the other. Turn her in a circle." Well, that made all kinds of sense. If they're going round and around in a circle, they can't be speeding up. And so I did just that, and I got away with my life. That's my other horsey story. I just love horses.
That's quite a story, Larry. I've never heard of that term being trained. What did you call it, against the bit? I think I've never heard that. So how do you tell her to stop if you don't pull back on the reins?
It's a special a foot signal that you give with your heels in the front. I had conversation with the person who saved my life by telling me to pull the rein in tight. Because if you do that, the head comes with it, you know, and the horse always follows its head. And so she slowed down. She
you know, she fought against it, of course. She was all ready to just break loose and win that race. But I turned her and pulled her nose all the way into my leg. I mean, severely, because we were getting near the highway. And, I got a third horsey story. I can't help myself. Around stables like that, we called ourselves the youngsters, and all of us were, we couldn't vote, you know. Back then it was 21. We were younger than that, and so a bunch of us got together. We were called barn rats. That's the people were called barn rats if you worked in the stables. There was this beautiful stallion, and I couldn't get over how beautiful this horse was. Sleek, and the coat was just as shiny as a tuxedo. I'm serious. It was just a beautiful animal. And one of them said, "Well, get on up there and ride her." And really? Sure. You think I can? Oh yeah, I know the owner. Just get up there and ride her. Well, I got on that horse, and it wasn't two clicks before that thing tossed me about 10 feet. She reared right up and tossed me about 10 feet. Okay, I got up, brushed myself off, and asked, "What just happened?" And they said, "Well, that horse is a lady's horse." Believe it or not, they understand the difference in gender. And a man could not ride that horse. They knew this, and so they dared me to do it. I did it, and I got what I deserved, I guess.
It's a great story, Larry. Oh, my goodness. Sounds like they pulled one over on you for sure. But how interesting. Now, was it a lady's horse, as in it was used to a side saddle?
No, matter of fact, I don't think I saw a side saddle my whole time at that stables. No, it was that they do know the difference in their riders' gender. I don't know how and why, but they know the difference. The horse was owned by a female, only ridden by females. It was sort of an unusual thing known to everybody but me. And so they pulled one, and that's how practical jokes, you know about practical jokes, I know you do. So it's, you know something that the target does not know, and that makes a practical joke work. I laughed along with them after a while, you know, after the soreness went away. I laughed along with them, but I'm not made that way. I'm not a jokester. I don't enjoy watching other people experience something like that. But since I was laughing at myself, I didn't mind doing it then. Anyway, I've kept this almost 10 of 10. Yeah. So we're in that stretch. Do remember Gary and pick him up. And I'll wish you a good night, and thank you for calling the net for us and picking it up tonight. Everyone do have a good night. 7-3.
JBQ, KO4RYP. Thank you so much, Mr. Larry. I appreciate it very much. I always enjoy talking with you, and thank you for letting me know that I had missed out about Gary. I'm not the best at catching his small little way of saying he's in for comments, so I will move to him in just a minute and allow him to give me a good scolding for not paying closer attention. But first, let me go and call and see if there's any additional check-ins. All the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
YP, KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylors. I don't know if you caught me earlier, but I was trying to check in on Echolink, but was unable to. I don't know if you heard me or not. Anyways, no traffic, no round chief. Thank you for calling that, Anna.
4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Leroy, I did get you on Echolink and recognized you, K5WLL, but I will do it again just so now that you've got a better signal or back on your other radio and know that I did. So thank you so much, Mr. Leroy, and Taylor's, K5WLL, for checking in. You are actually my number 47. So I hope you're having a good evening. All right, KI4DOS, this is KO4RYP.
4RYP in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Miss Anna. Good evening to all on the net. We had a good day over here. I'm not going to fuss at you. most people don't pick up on that when I just say no traffic, so that's okay. I'll let it slide. I probably should let more people know about it, but I started that, gosh, many, many years ago. There was several of the old-timers that are now silent keys. They would come in and they would say no traffic, and that's all they would say. And I picked it up from them, and I'm trying to keep it going, I guess. You know how that goes. Anyway, we had a good day over here today. Can't complain about anything. Finished a novel that I was reading, and looked through my book there, and I've got a Kindle that I use to read my books on, and went to the library and picked me out another book. And it's pretty interesting so far. But I hadn't done a whole lot over here today, to be honest with you. I did go out, and Joy wanted Mexican for supper tonight, so I went over and got her some quesadillas and brought them home, and she had her quesadillas and salsa and all of that good stuff. And so she was happy, so that made me happy.
I could have guessed that Miss Joy liked Mexican because that is my favorite, too. So, because we are such kindred spirits, I could have figured that one was her favorite as well. But good for you for getting her a favorite. I know sometimes when I want Mexican, that's just, I just want Mexican. I need that for dinner and nothing else. Chad, on the other hand, likes Chinese food, which is not my favorite. So that, we tend to take turns giving in to the other and doing Chinese sometimes and Mexican sometimes. Although I have to say, I think it's probably more Mexican than Chinese because I have a great husband. But Gary, what book are you reading now? And thank you for not scolding me. I'm really sorry. I will never miss that again. I promise.
I'm reading The Extinction. I can't remember the last part of it. Anyway, there's three books in it, and I'm reading that.
That's good. Is it more like sci-fi or adventure, or is it fiction, nonfiction?
Oh, it's definitely fiction and sci-fi. It started off, these people are were on the space station, and they had a catastrophic failure, and they found an object that was blocking out the sun and taking all the sun's warmth from the Earth, and it's causing the Earth to freeze. And you know, it started up in Canada and came down across the United States, and it wasn't quite down to the southern states yet, but they were moving everybody to Death Valley and places like that, you know, that were below sea level. So it's kind of strange, but it's a pretty good book so far.
Very interesting. I don't typically read sci-fi. I'm more of a historical fiction kind of person, but that one does sound pretty good.
But you know how it turns out. If I like it, I'll let you know about it. But just all kinds of different things, books like that. We were talking about food earlier. Joy tells me that I'm on a seafood diet. I see food and I eat it. Doesn't matter what it is. I told her a long time ago that if she put it on the table, I would eat it. And if I did not like it, I would tell her politely, you don't have to make that for me again.
and it has worked out so far.
That sounds like an excellent understanding to have, for sure. But I can't imagine that Miss Joy has made much that you don't like.
Made a couple of things that I didn't like, and I told her very politely and very sweetly that, you know, it was really good, but you don't have to make that for me again, and she hadn't put it on the table, so I guess it's worked out for us, so she didn't get mad at me and, beat me up with a rolling pin or something like that. Not to say she hadn't done that for other things, but you know how that goes. Yeah, you lady folks have got to keep the husbands in line.
Do. It is a hard job, but someone has to do it, so we will take it on. Speaking of husbands, I have one who's come in the house and would like a short QSO with you, if you don't mind.
Where's the net controller?
QS, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KI4DOS. Good evening, Mr. Chad.
Hey, Gary. How are you, bud? Just going to let you know that I picked up your tomato plants tonight, and I will be in your area possibly before daylight tomorrow. So I'm thinking I'm just going to drop them off on the front porch if that's cool. Over.
Well, if you want to do that, but if you're going to be on over over there in Liberty, over there at Cuz's or the Deer Camp or something, I can ride over there and pick them up. That's no problem.
My stepdad to Shaw Air Force Base tomorrow, and he lives in Piedmont, so I'm going to swing over and drop him off and then head back to Piedmont and spend the day on the Air Force Base. I'm not sure how I'm going to be able to handle that, but I'll get through it.
Fine, Chad, just drop him off on the front porch. But I'm not going to get up before daylight to come out there and pick them up. I'll get them and get them in the ground a little bit later. But I do appreciate it. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. And I've been on Army bases and Marine bases and Air Force bases, and it's not hard. They're all the same. If you've been on one, you've been on the other. So you know how that goes. But y'all have a safe trip down there, and let me know when you get back, and we'll talk at you then. But I do appreciate it there, Chad.
Yeah, Gary, I wouldn't want you to get up that early. I just going to let you know in case you heard something on the porch early in the morning. You know it'd be me. But, with that, it's four cherries, four Rutgers, or maybe six Rutgers, and one other type. I can't remember. They're all marked, but just, you know, do with them what you will. That'll be on the porch in the morning. KO4NUE. Clear, Gary.
I appreciate it, like I said, and I'll get them put in the ground, and I'll even share with you and Miss Anna when they start bearing. So, again, thank you so much.
KI4DOS, KI4RYP. So glad that you all could connect. And if you hear him on the porch early in the morning and feel like you need to come out or Joy with a rolling pin, that'd be all right, because that's quite early to be leaving something on somebody's porch.
4RYP and Annette, KI4DOS. Well, I will know when he gets out there, because the big dog back in the backyard will probably be barking. She lets us know when somebody pulls in the driveway or something of that nature. So I had a little fella. He was a door-to-door salesman. That's what I called him. He said that he had a truck in the area, and he wanted to know if we would be interested in this, that, and the other. I told him no, but before he got up on the front porch, the big dog in the back was barking, and when he stepped up on the front porch, the little dog in the living room started barking. So I'll probably be awake or awakened when he comes by, but that's not a problem. I go back to sleep.
Roger that, Gary. Y'all got any big plans for tomorrow?
Not, so to speak. I was planning on going to the mini field day on Saturday, but can't get enough folks that say they're going to come out and be a part of it. So that was a little short notice anyway, but we're going to do it again and try to get it going, but that's always a whole lot of fun. Got a few things I might do on Saturday, but other than that, I don't really have any plans for tomorrow. I do now. I'll probably be out there putting tomato plants in the ground and putting a little water on them and get them situated and get them settled. Other than that, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Anna. Sound like you got a real good net going. Hope there's some more folks out there waiting to check in. I hope I didn't hold it up too long. You and Mr. Chad have a good evening, and I look forward to seeing y'all both real soon. KO4RYP in the net, KI4DOS.